Good evening, Twitter. Before bed, I am going to read you what has recently become one of my most favourite ever books by the wonderful Edward Monckton. I'm going to read you the words, but I urge you to buy it and see his pictures because they make it perfect. If you haven't read it, then you're in for a treat as I give you the Ballad of the Penguin of Death, Method 412. The penguin softly calls you from his palace in the snow. Though every sinew holds you back, you know that you must go. And when you've made the journey across the barren, icy land, the penguin simply nods and says, "I knew you'd understand. I knew that you would come, my friend. Now won't you follow me? I've made us both some biscuits and a warming pot of tea." You step inside his palace and you gasp with silent awe at the shining crystal ceiling and the glowing crystal floor. "Sit down, my friend," the penguin says, and shows you to your seat. And he gently takes your boots off and starts massaging your feet. He looks you in the eye and says, "I know what I must do. You've come for me to end your life by method 412. "I have, you say, dear penguin, I have come for my release, and I'm mindful that this method is your final masterpiece." The penguin strokes your forehead and he whispers, "Very well." Then he stands a while in silence and his chest begins to swell. Then suddenly you hear it in a voice so clear and strong, a strange and subtle melody, a haunting penguin song. The words sink deep inside you and they lift you from your chair. Their poetry and wisdom leave you weightless in the air. And each word is more beautiful and each note is more clear. It's as though a honeyed bell of truth is ringing in your ear. You're a child of the forest. You're a baby in the womb. You're the ruler of the ancients in your sacred golden tomb. Oh, penguin, won't you tell me what enchantment, please, is this? What manner of salvation, what strange euphoric bliss? I'm a running mountain river, I'm a brooding stormy sea. Was there something in those biscuits? Was there something in that tea? Then as you watch in helplessness, this strange and soulful bird throws his flippers heavenward and sings one final word. A word so soft and holy, yet so full of dread and pain. A word that no one sung before and no one will again. It melts into your consciousness and echoes through your heart. Its beauty and its cruelty are tearing you apart. Then tears of joy start flowing like the penguin knew they would. As for the first time in your life you feel completely understood. And you know the penguin loves you. And you know what happens must. You suddenly explode into a million specks of dust. And out there in the ether, you are happy, you are free. And the penguin simply smiles and pours another cup of tea. There. Good night.